This whole conflict started last Thursday when Saakashvili sent troops into South Ossetia in an effort to get that breakaway region back under Georgian control. For more now on Mikhail Saakashvili, who he is and why he took that action, we're joined by Christopher Waters. He's an expert on Georgia, where he teaches, and that's at the University of Windsor in Ontario, Canada. And after that news conference with Nicolas Sarkozy, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, he called Saakashvili a lunatic. A lunatic who lied about respecting a recent ceasefire. Well, maybe lunatic is a bit strong, but, you know, many people in the region think he is reckless. Do you think he was reckless? Was he reckless to launch this attack on South Ossetia last week?
I do think he's reckless. I think he's a bit of a gambler. You know, when he first came to power, one of the things he did was bring back to the Georgian fold, another quasi-separatist area called Ajara. And at the time, you know, he gambled and won, and it all happened fairly peaceably, and it was brought back into the fold. But I think he's taken one gamble too far now with South Ossetia. I don't know what he expected, that Russia wouldn't respond with force or that Georgian allies, notably the U.S., would have come to his rescue. But he seriously misstepped, obviously.
Well, give us some background on him. He's very pro-Western, very pro-U.S. He was educated here in the United States.
Yeah, he was educated briefly in the United States. His education was in Georgia and Ukraine, but he did some post-grad work in law at Columbia and also in Washington for working briefly at a U.S. law firm. So he does have a very American orientation. He's quite media savvy and enjoys speaking with the American media and enjoys a fairly cozy relationship, I think it's fair to say, with the Bush administration.
What did he expect from the United States?
Well, I think, first and foremost, Georgia wants NATO membership. You know, with the NATO treaty, an attack on one state is considered an attack on all states, and that was invoked for the first time after the 9/11 attacks. So I think Georgia was looking for, you know, ultimately for acceptance into NATO. In this particular instance, I think they were hoping for some sort of robust response by the U.S. as the quid pro quo for being cozy with the Bush administration for sending troops to Iraq, for fairly aggressively keeping Europe's flank against Russia intact and so forth.
What do people back home think of his relationship with the United States, the fact that he is so close with the Bush administration, and what do they think of him?
Well, Georgians historically have considered themselves to be Western-oriented. They quite approve of a strong relationship with the United States and Western Europe. What they think of Saakashvili is it's a little bit more difficult to say. I mean, when he came to power in 2003 in the Rose Revolution, he had mass support. When he was elected in January 2004, an election that I monitored with the OSCE, along with several hundred other observers, he had massive support. People were very hopeful that he would turn things around. A few years later, you know, the situation has reversed again, and people realize that he has an authoritarian streak. While he's done some good things, he's also frankly, a bit of a hothead. And I wonder, this is pure speculation, whether or not his Ossetian venture on Thursday was an attempt in part to distract attention from his domestic unpopularity.
So what do you see as the future for Saakashvili? Do you think that this will be a turning point for him and for his presidency?
It's very hard to say. You know, on the one hand, people and certainly parliamentarians have rallied around the president in the last few days. Whether when things calm down, when the smoke clears, so to speak, they'll realize that Saakashvili led them into a war, frankly, they couldn't win. Whether his popularity will slide further, I just don't know.
Christopher Waters is an expert on Georgia. He's at the University of Windsor in Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.